You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Brought to you by Expedient, the nation's leading enterprise cloud provider. Get to the cloud faster and cheaper than with big-name cloud providers and take advantage of white-glove managed services like disaster recovery that actually works. Ready to learn more? Visit Expedient.com/wired.
Most interesting thing in tech? Internal dissent at Facebook. A whole series of employees, several hundred in fact, staged a virtual walkout today at the company. They refused to do their jobs and didn't show up for their Zoom meetings. More importantly, perhaps, a whole bunch of them also posted messages critical of the company on Twitter, which is interesting because they work at Facebook, but they're posting on Twitter. Strategically, it was probably a good idea because Twitter is where a lot of anti-Facebook journalists hang out, which means the story would get reported in the press, and also people on Twitter don't like Facebook, and so their tweets would get a lot of circulation. So you've got mad employees, employees not working, employees tweeting, and a lot of people who are upset. So what are they upset about? Putatively, it's about Facebook's decision to not prevent Donald Trump from posting messages that could potentially be read as inciting violence. You know, if there's looting, there will be shooting. That sort of post. Twitter has started to take a stand against that kind of content. Facebook has not. Mark Zuckerberg has said, in the name of free speech, you have to leave it up. Mark Zuckerberg has taken a much harder line on free speech than Jack Dorsey has. Zuckerberg also appears to be significantly closer to the Trump administration. That's what this is sort of about. It's also, though, just about the general sense that Facebook has played a role and making our politics terrible, and making people hate each other and pushing us into filter bubbles. There was a story I talked about that was reported in the Wall Street Journal about the employees at Facebook who tried to change the algorithm, stop sorting people into filter bubbles quite so aggressively, and how their recommendations were mostly neutered. Probably was about that, this protest. It's not just about the decision on free speech and Trump. It's about Facebook's larger role in the world. About a dissatisfaction that the company is taking moral responsibilities for the effect of its platform. So now the big question is, what will Zuckerberg do? Again, he controls the company. He's the CEO. He's the majority shareholder. He owns it and runs it. Stephen Levy, my colleague who knows Zuckerberg well and has written a terrific book about him, says that this is what's going to happen. Zuckerberg's going to listen. He's going to do a town hall, I believe it's tomorrow, take questions from his employees. Probably satisfy some, not others. And you know what? He's not going to change his mind. He's stubborn. That's the way he is. And many times in the past, he's gotten it right. We'll see whether it escalates. We'll see what employees do. But Facebook was having a good period. They'd gotten out the worst of the tech backlash. And they may be going back in. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.